See, we put just the final touches on Hilchos Tefillin today and get a chance to start the next topic as well. So we mentioned at the end of the shiur last week that there's first has to have a certain mindset, not only a physical, proper physical goof in terms of putting on tefillah, but there's a certain spiritual, psychological mindset as well. So we spoke a little bit about the Yisum of Hesach Hadas. So there is a halacha that, at least according to some Rishonim, is related to this in Hilchos Tefillin, and that is the unique halachas of Tefillin as they plowed in terms of their relationship with Hilchos Avelus. So if a person, Rachman Etzlon, loses a relative, so kol zman that they're an onein, which is called Misha Mesa Mutal Afana, between the time of the Misa and the time of the Kvura, so then of course they do not wear Tefillin. They do not wear Tefillin because they do not do any mitzvah essay, because an onein is potter, we call mitzvah Shabbatorah. Why is that? So that's about like it's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes in the beginning of the third parak of Brachas, it's because Isaac permits a potter a mitzvah. He's supposed to be involved in taking care of the tzorchei kfuras. He's not supposed to be wasting time going to the dam shacharis. And Tosfos writes, that's not the reason why. Tosfos writes, even if he has a few seconds here and there, to daven, he's not supposed to, because that's a bizarre meis that Chazal created in Issa d'Rabbanan, that Ein is not allowed to do mitzvahs because that's a bizarre. He's supposed to be doing, his mind's supposed to be tarud in the Yonah of Avelos, and he's all in the Yonah of Kfur, and he's all of a sudden going to catch Taf Yomi, he's going to put on tefillin. That's not right. So for sure the Einin does it with tefillin. The question is, what about when the Aninus is over? So once Avelos begins, so an Avelos chayav in all mitzvahs, so the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas and Maseches Sukkah that tefillin is a little bit of an exception to the rule that an Avel Yom Rishon does it with tefillin. It's a pasuk from Yecheskel, a special din that an Avel on the first day of Avelos doesn't wear tefillin. So the Mishnah Machlekes and Rishonim, why is that so? So Rashi in different places writes different things. So in one place Rashi writes, it's like a bitl of Avelos, because tefillin is such a beautiful thing. And the Avel's getting himself dressed up with this beautiful teferis, this ornament of tefillin. So that's a shtoch, the Hilchos Avelos. So that's an Avelos dikaser. Rashi, another place writes, it's not an Avelos dikaser, it's a tefillin dikaser. And since the Avel and Yerisha is so broken, he's so broken, Rashi uses the imagery of this early Afrikaner, like it's like rolling in the dirt. He's so down on the ground. So for him to put on tefillin, that's going to be a bizarre of the kedushas that tefillin. So Rashi in one place writes it's an avelus tikkadin. Rashi in another place writes it's a tefillin tikkadin. So alat zad that it's a tefillin tikkadin, then it's very similar to the dinim of gufnaki and haschadas moshav tahira, that you have to be in a certain mindset in order to put on tefillin. And if an avel yom rishon can't reach that mindset, so the gemara says the favor that din doesn't apply for the duration of shiva. It only applies for Yom Rishon. How do you calculate Avul Yom Rishon? So this was a big machlekes. So there was one opinion that maintained that Avul Yom Rishon only applies if it's what's called the Yom Misa Ukvura. So a person dies at 8 o'clock in the morning. Because that's not Shachas yet. The person dies at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Kvura is 11 o'clock in the morning. So for the first 3 hours, from 8 to 11, he doesn't wear tefillin. That's Aninus. After that, he doesn't wear tefillin Atzi Yom Rishon. Because there was Misa Kvura B'Yamechot. But what if, let's say, you had a Misa was on Monday, and the Kvur wasn't until Tuesday? So according to some posts, came that as soon as the Kvur is over, that's not called of Yom Rishon anymore. Even though it's the first day of the count of Shiva, but that's not the special halakha category of Yom Misa Kvura. So according to that opinion, one would be Mechuyuf to wear tefillin at that point. That's the view of the Maharitats, one of the early Acharenim, was in that opinion, that of Yom Rishon is only Potter, is only Asr to wear tefillin, only when it's Yom Misa Kvura. So most of the poskim disagree with that Maharitats. Most of the poskim said that of Yom Rishon refers to the first day of Shiva. Doesn't matter. The Misa could have been 3 days ago. If today is the day of Kvura, the Kvura begins the count of Shiva. The Gemara of the Feirish, that the count of Shiva, the minion Shiva, doesn't start left of the Kvura. So whenever the day of the Kvura is, that's considered to be the Yom Rishon for the duration of that day. The Avil doesn't wear tefillin. So that's how most poskim. So Mishabura paskins that way. Mishabura doesn't even quote the Maritats. He just assumes no matter what happened, no matter when the Misa Kvura was, doesn't matter. The first day of Shiva, you don't wear tefillin. And Chai Odom predated the Mishnah Berurah, said that maybe you should be Chayshish Maritas, you should put on tefillin without a bracha. So there are different minhagim in different communities. So by the Yekis, that's what they do. They put on tefillin, unless it's Yom Yisuk Vura Mamish, they put on tefillin without a bracha after the Kfur, the afternoon. And many Yerushalayim have that practice as well. But again, those who don't have those particular minhagim, so the standard psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that, like most of the poskim, that Avi Yom Rishon has nothing to do with Yom Yisuk Vura, it's just defined as the first day of Shiva proper. sometimes in Eretz Yisrael you have a strange situation. The kavura is at night. In America it never happens because the grave diggers union won't let them open in September of the night. Only about the Hasidim, they're bufka from the unions, they do the wrong thing. The regular modern cemeteries. So you never go to a funeral in the middle of the night in America. In Eretz Yisrael happens all the time. So let's say if somebody's buried in the middle of the night, so then there's no then that first day is considered to be an effect of Yom Rishon. So I remember when my mother-in-law passed away, so she was nefteres on a Thursday night. So I told my brothers-in-law, you can't wait till on Friday because you have a din of an oinin. Then on Shabbos, you don't wait till because of Shabbos. Then on Sunday, they didn't wait till the whole day either because they might have had a din of an oinin because they were flying there to Zohar to Shabbos. So the whole duration, they had a din of an oinin. Rishon Zalman has a suggestion that maybe when a person is on a plane, so maybe they don't have a din of an onion because the base is on the bottom. You're at the top, and there's nothing you can do since the whole isser of doing mitzvahs is nevar from the fact that you're supposed to be oisik mitzvah yameis. Your hands are tied. Nothing you can do. So Shlomo Zalman chiddush that maybe if you're flying there, still you have to do mitzvahs. So first of all, many people disagree with Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, but even b'shaito, they are good. There's still things you can do. You can write a spade, you can make plans, you can make lists, you can make all kind of chiddush. You can do even on the plane. And b'zman hazeh for sure, we should have followed Shlomo Zalman because you can go on your WhatsApp. So people go on your WhatsApp on the plane. People have regular business meetings when they're on the plane. The last couple of years, so anything that you can do when you're on the ground, you can do on the plane also today. So even those who thought maybe like Rosh Hashanah 20 years ago, so b'zman hazeh, I don't think anybody would say it like that. Anyway, so the bottom line is I told them that on Friday they didn't wear tefillin out Aninus Mahamah. Shabbos is out Shabbos. Sunday was Vayitim Aninus. And the Kavur wasn't until the middle of the night on Sunday night. So I told them on Monday they didn't wear tefillin either because that's a bit of Avul Yom Rishon. So they didn't wear tefillin for four days in a row. So but each one for different reasons, different lumdus. But when I said finally by Tuesday, I said they could have to come back to being religious again. They put the tefillin back on again. But for 4 days, you don't wear tefillin. I remember my father passed away, so he was very, very sick. And it was very late at night. So I started to think, so he's going to be nifter. It will be nifter later during the day, so then it's going to be hard to run a levi, hard to get a kavura in so quickly. So we're going to run into the shaila about yomiso kavura. So he had rechmanas on me. He was there for 11 o'clock at night, so we had the kavura ready the next afternoon. So we had a yomiso kavura that was part from filling the choladeis. Anyway, back to the story. So this idea that Avul Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, so this is the source that there were some communities that didn't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The Rambam quotes such a practice, that there were some who didn't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The Rambam quotes a very strange practice. The Rambam writes that there were some who didn't wear tefillin Shirosh on Tisha B'Av. Tefillin Shiyad they wore, tefillin Shirosh they didn't, because they seem to understand that Pe'er Chamash Alech, that some of the tefillin Shirosh are the greater Pe'er, they're the greater Teferis. They're more visible, they're Kirosh Yemashem Mikra Alecha. So maybe the din of not wearing tefillin somehow was more limited to Shirosh than Shiyad. So we don't follow that practice. So there are other communities that admit that they don't wait to fill the gamre on Tisha B'Av because they said that Tisha B'Av is a day like Avul Yom Rishon, so you don't wait to fill the Bechlal. And most of the Rishon, the way our practice became, is that no. Now we hold that Meikra, then you have to wait to fill on Tisha B'Av. That Tisha B'Av is all the dinim of Avelis, the Gemara of the Favorish, and all the dinim of Shiva carry over. This is the Tabatayr, the Chitza, Sikh, all the dinim, the Sasanda, all the dinim of Shiva carry over to Tisha B'Av. But it doesn't mean that it's Yom Rishon. It means it's Yom Chamishi. It means it's the middle of Shiva. It doesn't mean it's the first day of Shiva. So that special chumrah, special issa wearing tefillin on Yom Rishon doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. So that's how we pass the Mikra. Didn't you do wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av? We have a minig not to wear tefillin during Kiddush, during the Shacharis, because Shacharis is still very, very depressing. So we don't want to wear tefillin at that point. So we push off the tefillin until Mincha in the afternoon. Anything that you on Tisha B'Av that changes from the morning to the afternoon, you can be pretty certain that's only a minute. The dinim don't change. All those dinim don't change in the afternoon. It's only the minhagim that change. That's why we sit on chairs in the afternoon on Tisha B'Av, because the isra of sitting on chair in the morning was never an isra anyway. It was just a minute. So the fact we don't wait tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning, so that's only be terrorism a minute, because we hold mikra that it's not Avul Yom Rishon. So mamela, it kicks in already in the afternoon. I told you the story about what happened to me in Germany in Tisha B'Av. Do I tell you a story here? With myself. Years ago, I was once in Munich for Tisha B'Av. I was coming back from Israel, and NCSY arranged for me to run a program, one of the NCSY Europe programs or something. So I went. I spent Tisha B'Av in Munich, Germany, with the teenagers. So we. we daven shacharis, and we said kinnis, and then we went to Dachau, went to the concentration camps in the afternoon, right after the end of kinnis. It was a very, very long day. It got dark, it was 11, 12 o'clock, and it was a very, very long day. The Zmanim, they were a little bit off kilter. So we were davening together with the main shul there in Munich, so they had mincha was scheduled for 7 o'clock. Okay, so Shkia wasn't until 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever it was. So they, 9:30, whatever time Shkia was, so then mincha was called for 7 o'clock. So I remember I came back to my hotel room. I was staying in a different hotel than the Ancestors was staying. So it was like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was exhausted. I'd been flying the whole day from Ancestors Wars before, so I hadn't slept. I remember knocked out. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I get into bed, and you know, I'm going to get up in 2 hours from now and get up for mincha. I got into bed, I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't fall asleep. Why? Because I was so nervous. I was in the room by myself, and it was my cell phone didn't work. I was relying on this little cheapy 2x0 alarm on my phone or something. I was afraid I'm going to oversleep. I missed mincha. You missed mincha in the regular day. The world's not going to come to an end. You missed mincha tishma if you didn't put on tefillin. Your mom, you missed like a kafel of tefillin. I was laying in bed at 4 o'clock. I couldn't fall asleep. So the only way if I could really fall asleep is I decide I'll put on tefillin right now. For 1 second, I put on tefillin that way with their ice. We scored the people got with their ice. I said, it's a tefillin for 1 second, and then we have to sleep. So, I got out of bed, and I stood in my hotel room, I stood up, put on my tefillin, and then what was I going to do? So, the Mishnah writes that when you put on tefillin by Mincha Tishma, you shouldn't say Kriyashma, because you're not really Yotze Kriyashma. You're Yotze in the morning, but it's after Zman Kriyashma. It's only Tama Torah. Tama Torah is also a Tishma. So, the Mishnah says, Dafka not to say Kriyashma. So, I'm standing there, I'm thinking, what am I going to say? I'm going to say Rinecha with my tefillin? What do we do exactly? So, remember, I'm standing there like a moron in the hotel in Munich. So, I'm putting on my tefillin, I'm standing there with my tefillin on, I'm looking into the mirror, and what do I do? Puff, took them off. I went back to sleep, I fell asleep for 2.5 hours. So, then I got up in time for Mincha, so I come to Mincha. I put my tefillin back on again. Why not? So I was probably the only Jew in class who went home twice on that Tishma. I remember at the end, after we finished davening mincha, so it was maybe like 7:30, and they started saying Barachim, it's not Davi Meir. I looked outside, so it was before Plag HaMincha. It was still so early. It wasn't dark till who knows when. So I didn't daven mincha with them. I didn't daven Meir with them. So I just waited to daven Meir until I thought it was dark. I couldn't even tell dark. It was impossible to tell. Again, my phone wasn't working. I didn't have my smile, and I had no idea what time it was. I just looked outside, like the old style way. So I'm looking. It was 11 o'clock at night until I finally felt comfortable enough. It was probably dark enough to daven Meir. To daven Meir at 8. Everyone else from NCSY was long sleeping. They'd all finished. They'd all, I don't know what time they ate, but not 11:30 like me. And change. That was the Munich, Tishba from Munich. Anyway, all right. I was also zoich on that trip that my suitcase got lost. Ended up in Spain instead of in Germany. So I switched planes in Barcelona. So I didn't have my suitcase with me. And I didn't have my... I had my Tisha B'Av sneakers were in my suitcase. All I had was regular shoes. So it was about an hour before Shkia and Erev Tisha B'Av. So I must have known what I'm going to wear. So I ran to the store and I bought sneakers because Ramesha writes, even though we don't buy, you're not supposed to buy clothing during the 9 days, Ramesha writes, if you have to buy sneakers for Tisha B'Av, he says, Ein lecha avil, it's going to be there. There's no simple buying Tisha B'Av sneakers. So kacha, so I bought myself a pair of sneakers. And then I sent the bill to Lufthansa. They reimbursed me for my sneakers. So I still wear those. We can't wear Yom Kippur sneakers out of here. Every Yom Kippur I wear those sneakers. Every day I look down at my feet. And I remember that it was about maybe half hour before Shkia Tisha B'Av, and Erev Tisha B'Av. I'm walking the streets of Munich looking for some kind of a mall to buy sneakers. I've never ever felt so engulfed. I remember I was scared to wear Yom Kippur. I had my baseball cap on. And I'm walking around with a bunch of, a lot of interesting chevra. It was an hour before Tisha B'Av, and at first I had nothing. I didn't have any underwear. I didn't have anything to put on for the next day. So I was making to buy underwear also. It's the same cool Ramesh. It's big day Zaya. It's Mamish big day Zaya. You can't wear the same underwear for 3 days. So I remember I had nothing. I felt like a Jew in Golos. I had nothing. Not even the clothes on my back. I didn't have shoes. I didn't have underwear. I didn't have undershirt. I didn't have socks. And nothing. I sent the hefty bill of Tanz to pay me back for everything. Yeah. I said that year that I gave this drasha maybe 100 times. I said that Tisha B'Av, I felt like I was reliving Jewish history in the opposite direction because I flew from Eretz Yisrael and I stopped in Barcelona first to switch planes. In Barcelona, Tisha B'Av, that's what the expulsion from Spain was from Barcelona on Tisha B'Av. So I went from Eretz Yisrael to Barcelona. So I covered the Sephardi Churban, and then I went to Germany, covered the Ashkenazi Churban, and then went to America, and then I said then I came back. So back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's where we're back to Eretz Yisrael, called part two. So that was the end of the story. Okay, anyway, back to our story. So one last thing about a tefillin before we move on, and that's the bracha on tefillin. So the Gemara says in Menachos that before you put on tefillin, not a great surprise, you have to make a bracha, like the way any other mitzvah. But here, there's a big, big sugya in Menachos, that Lamed Vav. Some of you may be learning it in Ketz Mevarchin. It comes up. Tosfos makes a whole fuss about this in Ketz Mevarchin, that there's a whole very, very complicated sugya, Machlokes Rashi and Beitam. And the Gemara talks about precisely how many brachas you make on tefillin. Do you make a separate bracha on the shayad, a separate bracha on the shorosh, or is it one bracha that covers both? So without getting into all the lumdas, the bottom line is, according to Rashi, you make one bracha. You start off and you make laniach tefillin. Laniach tefillin covers both the shayad as well as the shorosh. The only time laniach doesn't cover it, by some chance you spoke in between. If you sach betfila tefila, so you're not supposed to do that. If you sach betfila, you spoke between the two, then the laniach gets lost. And then you have to make a bracha on the shorosh. And what bracha should you make? So you make an amitzvah tefillin. So that's the Rashi's way of reading the sukkah. That regular standard morning, you wake up, there's one bracha that covers both tefillin. And only if and when you spoke in between, then and only then is there a bracha of amitzvah tefillin. Rabbi Natan learns different. Rabbi Natan says, no. Every morning there's laniach, and every morning there's amitzvah. But if you spoke, then you have to say another laniach before you put on the shorosh, which is startling. What are you saying two brachas for? And one mitzvah, that's a big problem. But that's Rabbi Natan's understanding of the sugya. So how do we paskin halacha? So the is the mechaber and the ramos. The mechaber paskin is like Rashi, like the Rambam, that you only make one bracha. Regular, normal morning, you get up and you make one laniach, and that covers both. And the Ramo writes that the Ashkenazi practice is like Rabbi Natan. That's what most of us follow. So the Sfaradim follow only make one bracha, and the Gra held like that also. So that's what a lot of the Grundigs and the Briskins, they only make one bracha the tefillin, but the most regular Ashkenazim recite the two brachas. So the Rambam quotes an age-old practice that since, according to Rashi and the Rambam, it's a bracha lebatolah, we make an almitzvah tefillin. So just to cover all bases, we don't pass like Rashi Rambam, Ashkenazim pass like Rabbi Tam in this one. I always said it's a little bit strange because when we make an almitzvah tefillin, it's a bracha lebatolah, beilefi Rashi, beilefi Rabbi Tam. It's a bracha lebatolah Rashi because there is no almitzvah tefillin. It's a bracha lebatolah under Rabbi Tam because it's tefillin apostle. We were Rashi tefillin, not Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Yeah, the two things are not totally separate. It's just an interesting thing. Bein l'Rashi, bein l'Rabbeinu Tam, you're making a bracha matam. That's just a side show. So comes to everyone says that even though we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, afal pichein, we say Baruch Shem right afterwards in order to minimize the bracha matam. The Yerushalmi says that if you make a bracha matam, so the best way to minimize the damage is to say Baruch Shem. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to make brachas of atol and then say Baruch Shem. It means if you already did it, so if you have justification for saying the bracha, then you goofed, you made a mistake, whatever it was, so then Baruch Shem is a good tikkun. So one has to be careful when they say Baruch Shem not to do it too early. A lot of people, they mamash make a bracha of atol because they make amitzvah tefillin and they're still adjusting the shorosh, close by the tefillin shorosh are not tight, they're not in place, you're not yetzir the mitzvah. So people make amitzvah tefillin, they're still pashking around with the shorosh and they're saying Baruch Shem. So many achareim, right? That's mamash bracha of atol. Then you were mafsik between the amitzvah tefillin and the hanachas tefillin. So you should make sure that tefillin are in place, and then 2 seconds later, then you say, then you finish up and try. Before one puts on tefillin, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that one is supposed to have the proper machshava as to why he's going to fill in the first place. It's Mitzrayim and Yichud Hashem and Tavatar, all the different things that are mentioned in the parashas of tefillin. We spoke about this back in Sittas days. This is part of the three Laman mitzvahs, because the Torah says Laman by Tzitzis and Tefillin by Sukkah. So the Bach claims the Das HaTur, that's not just a medrush, it's a real halacha that you have to have in mind is Laman. It doesn't mean, Mishabur quotes where people go, you're not yet to be the Eved, but the Chetchila, but the Raisa, you're supposed to think a little bit about why you're putting on tefillin when you're putting the tefillin on. Okay, good. Any last questions about tefillin? Okay, I think we can move on to the next topic. So the first